Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're joined by Bill Zimpfer, our NBC News Radio national correspondent. And Bill, President Trump's attorneys continuing to challenge election results at a time when he's actually taking up some sensitive foreign policy issues, such as, his tete-a-tete there with Iran and withdrawing some troops from Afghanistan and Iraq, which he's having a pretty busy finish to his presidency.
Yeah, and you know what, Jack? Maybe, I don't know, maybe the president is looking to go out the way he came in. If you remember, it was in April of 2017, just months after the president took office, when he launched a cruise missile attack on Syria and followed that up with dropping the mother of all bombs on Afghanistan. So the president apparently has some unfinished business here that he wants to take care of. The problem is that when it comes to the troop drawdowns you talked about in Afghanistan and Iraq, the president is going ahead with this, apparently over the objections of not only his former defense secretary, Mark Esper, but also the head of Central Command and the commander of forces in Afghanistan, who recommended that this drawdown not take place because the situation on the ground in Afghanistan and Iraq is just not where it should be. And I thought it was rather ironic that about an hour after the announcement was made of the drawdowns, rockets were fired into the green zone in Baghdad. They had no casualties reported among American personnel, but still, it shows that it is still a very dangerous situation over there. So these are controversial. And you mentioned Iran as well. This came on top of a report that the president met with advisors last week and wanted options for attacking Iran and hitting some of their nuclear facilities. And he was talked out of that among the group of advisors, Vice President Pence, Secretary of State Pompeo, as well as military officials. So this is a situation here, Jack, where even though it appears we're inching closer to a change in Washington as these legal efforts kind of hit a brick wall, the president could still have a very big impact that could last for years.
Yeah, the drawdown, obviously, that's a big, big story here because CENTCOM is located right here at MacDill Air Force Base. In fact, we've got people going to CENTCOM this morning listening right here saying, oh, no, don't draw down there. And of course, you've got the refueling planes that fly out of here over there all the time. And I remember a long time ago, I was saying that that we ought to leave there and protect our own country and put these troops on the southern border, keeping people from illegals and drugs and everything else from coming in from Mexico. But apparently the people that should have a big say in this are here at CENTCOM because they know the dangers we face over there and everything like that.
Yeah, and there's a danger in bringing the troop levels too low because we're there for two reasons, to advise and assist Afghan forces there and conduct counterterrorism missions as well. With the drawdown, we understand anyway, Jack, that some of that's going to have to go. In fact, they may have to stop any of the training and advising and concentrate solely on the counterterrorism efforts just because there's not enough personnel now. Right now I'm looking at the headlines coming out of Afghanistan. And we continue to see a lot of violence. District police chief killed in a blast in Faryab. Also, we have 12 security force members killed in another province, two soldiers killed in a Taliban attack in Baghlan. This is still a very dangerous place.
Oh, it is that for sure. And it's going to be interesting to see how all of this plays out. And by the way, as far as Iran, I don't think we're going to have to do anything about Iran. I think the Israelis are going to end up taking care of that.
Yeah, I think you're right. And with the support of the United States, you're right. They are more than willing to do that, and they staged airstrikes in Syria overnight again. They are more than willing to handle that.
Yep, it's a great comfort to have Israel over there in the Middle East. And anyway, Bill Zimpfer, NBC News Radio National Correspondent, thanks for joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
My pleasure, Jack.
And it is, well, we got Webb's World coming up after the news. It's 5:56 on AM Tampa Bay.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.